Well, I have lots of things in my mind. If I retire, I would like really to go back and forth, go back to the Philippines. I have my home there anyway, and all my relatives, friends, families, they're all there. So I want to continue doing some research to promote the arts and culture of not just my own people, but other people in Mindanao, so that those scholars from this country who like to know more about the history, the culture, the music of the people in Mindanao, at least there is a place where they can go and do some research, and that's what I'd like to do. If I retire, if I'll be in Mindanao, those who are interested in going to Mindanao and do some research, I'll be happy to assist them, guide them, tell them where they go, what specific culture you want to study with. Then at least I can help them. And then maybe come back and then bring those new materials and lecture in schools or places that they would like to know more about the arts of the people in Mindanao. Basically, that's all I have in mind. If I win a lottery, for example, I'm going to establish a big school of Kulintan music and dance in Cotabato, so that those qualified teachers and dancers can teach the younger generations. Because what really happened now, what do they teach? What kind of traditional music or traditional dances of the Maguindanao, or the Maran, or the Tawasog do they teach in school? Unfortunately, no. Why? Because our government is not concerned in preserving, promoting our own traditional arts. What they want to preserve and promote is the so-called imported arts. American, European, Spanish. What about Filipino? Pre-colonial tradition, they don't. Maybe younger generation leaders who are concerned in the preservation of the arts will be the one to promote that. Look at Indonesia. Look at Thailand and other Asian countries. They have their own music. They have their own arts that they promote, which you can find them in this country, in the university. There is always gamelan, there is Japanese program, there is Korean, there is Vietnamese, there is Thai. Very rare that you see Filipino that concerns arts or culture. Maybe Tagalog, that's important too, teach Tagalog language. But imagine, in the Philippines, the Visayan people who speak Cebuano even complain that why their language is not being adopted as the national language when in terms of population there are more than Tagalog people. So, if only our government is concerned in promoting our own arts, then we are very talented, smart, very creative people, but unfortunately we are almost like invincible. Look at some big universities. I rarely hear a dean, a Filipino dean of a certain university, certain college or department. The Chinese is always there, the Japanese and other non-Philippines, they have their position. Mm-hmm. But why do we Filipinos don't have? It's not because we are not educated. We are the only Asian countries who speak English. But the reason why we cannot get that position is because within the Filipinos, they have this rivalry. Mm-hmm. They use that term, grab mentality. if someone goes up, a fellow Filipino will find a way to pull you down,
mm-hmm.
so that you cannot go up. Within Chinese, if someone goes up, everybody will push that
mm-hmm.
person. And look at like the police department. They have Chinese chief of police before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese have a high-ranking position in government in this country because they support Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We Filipinos, we don't. Why? Because what we apply is what we learn from our conqueror,
mm-hmm.
the so-called divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Spaniards did to us.
Mm-hmm.
The Filipinos they conquered, they use it to fight against those who did not surrender.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? The non-Filipinos they conquered in Visayas, in Luzon, they used that to conquer the people in Mindanao that they failed to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this image between Muru Christian
mm-hmm.
relationship because of what government did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are doing, what they are applying it. And until now, we have that
mm-hmm.
mentality. I meet this scholar when I was going to school at the University of Washington. We were eating in a restaurant, in the cafeteria. Introduced him from so-and-so, and music department. This guy said, I'm from UP, the Lehman, UP. What is that, University of the Philippines, Agriculture, Los Banos. And he said, Dan, are you from Mindanao? He said, yes, I am. Are you a Muslim? Yes, I am. And he said, but you don't look like a Muslim. So I said, what does Muslim look like? So just to say something like that, you don't look like a Muslim, there is negative connotation
mm-hmm.
to me. There is already negativity. So that negative thing is his own imagination. Has not been to Mindanao himself, but he thinks that Muslims have bad image. Of course, when you read the history, anthropologists, especially American anthropologists, they have a very, very bad description of the people among the Muslims. They are considered wild, savage, illiterate, run amok, or all kinds of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the problems among the scholars is how can they revive the history? Because what is being taught, what is being told in history is really biased towards the other people in the Philippines, especially those who fought against the invaders, the Spaniards. So anyway, lots of things to talk about. If you think about the situation in the Philippines, and it's even getting worse now that the government cannot get along. There's always the corruption, blaming each other. If you listen to the TFC, it's very discouraging to think, see all this situation going on there. Lots of people starving, lots of people being killed. Politicians were fighting one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary and sad. And so, as a result, everybody now is trying to find a way to get out of the country and live somewhere else they feel, where they feel peaceful. And economically, in the Philippines, it's terrible. Too much corruption. So, anyway, we want that things be improved, things be changed for better, for good, and maybe the younger generation, I don't know when. So my feeling is that while I'm still able to do what I'm supposed to do. I will continue doing it, because eventually I will not be doing what I'm doing now. You know, I will not be teaching this music. I'll just maybe retire and then do something else, because at least I have done already something for the past 30 years of my stay in this country. At least I have disseminated about 10 people, have educated them, and I'm glad that lots of them have shown their interest in pursuing more about understanding the arts and culture of the people in the Philippines, but specifically in southern part of the Philippines, where they can find lots of interesting things that is not commonly available in other parts of the Philippines, you know. Because actually it's in Mindanao where so many different cultural groups that was, they were not conquered or not influenced by Western culture. Lots and lots of them. It's a place where people can do research. And that's the best thing to do. If you want to know the reality, go to Mindanao, go to Luzon, where you can find the real thing, interview, document it. Not just basing your ideas on what you see on the videos of the Bayanihan. So to me, if I watch it, what they did about dance, music, it's insulting to me. I feel insulted, but I can also understand that they just want to get popularity. I consider what they do is Hollywood version of tradition. Yes, that's how I see it. And I don't have to criticize them, because they know what they're doing. And they cannot just say, ah, no matter what we do, nobody knows what we're doing anyway. Some people think that way. It's like me. I'm from Mindanao. Nobody knows where I came from. And so I just cannot say something which is not true, because my conscience I feel guilty if I say something inappropriate about my own culture. But who knows? If I say something not true, nobody can find it out if I'm telling the truth. But the point is, just be truthful. If you don't know the answer, don't create an answer which is not true. Say so. If you don't know, say I don't know. But not to pretend that, oh, I know this, but the reality you don't. I know lots of people like that. You go to Maguindanao, you meet a Maguindanao guy, whether he knows how to play the kulintang or not, if you ask him the question, he said, yes, I know, because that's part of my culture. But does he know how to play? Not necessarily. But because being a Maguindanao, you cannot say, oh, I don't know that, because it's so embarrassing. But you are a Maguindanao, you are from this area where this music is practiced, and you don't know anything about it. Not sure, you're not saying, no, I don't.